Yes, Oisin, and I can tell you they have put back-to-back wins here. 111 to 11 points. That's how it's in it here. Fantastic performance. Fantastic game of football, really. Niamh McLaughlin with a penalty in the closing minutes after Karen Guthrie was fouled as she went through on goal. Oh, it's only the keeper to beat. But this is a fantastic performance by Donegal, who trailed by a point at half-time. The sides were level three times in the first half and four times in the second half, and a really cracking game of football. As I said, Donegal trailed by a point at half time, but Suzanne White, who had been introduced for Roisin McCafferty at the first water break, added a point early in the second half to tie up the game once more. And well, it was tit for tat from there to the finish until Donegal found a surge of energy in the closing stages. And we had that penalty. Obviously, Karen Guthrie with 6 points turned in a big performance. She was fouled for the penalty as well. It was Nortine Neach with just under 12 minutes to go when Greg Guthrie was fouled. And Niamh McLaughlin stepped up to cheekily send the keeper the wrong way and slot the ball into the net. 1-9-9 in favour of Donegal. Karen Guthrie ran herself to the ground, kicked another point for Donegal to make it 1-10 to stretch that lead out to 4. And well, Karen Guthrie again added another in the closing minutes before Fiona McDonald with the last point of the game for Mayo, deep in injury time. Fantastic performance, fantastic victory for Donegal.